This is Terry Mandel, DOD King, an attorney letter to Brad Smith, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office. Address on file, period. Put a request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Juliet Shepherd. Please note the following medical letter, period. First name is J-U-L-I-E-T-T-E. Shepherd is S-H-E-P-A-R-D. Today I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. A physical examination was not performed, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 63-year-old female, height 5 foot, 5.5 inches tall, weight 120 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about February 11th of 2022, period. The patient was a passenger in the front with her seatbelt on, period. Another vehicle ran a stop sign. Period. The other vehicle struck the patient's vehicle on the driver's side, pushing the vehicle into a field, period. The patient was unconscious, period. The patient's right side hit the door, period. The glove box door cut her left knee, period. The patient was jerked, period. Initially, she had pain in her left knee, comma, right wrist, comma, neck, comma, entire right back, comma, right hip, comma, bilateral feet, comma, and chest, period. She did fracture her right wrist that required surgery, period. New paragraph. Present day, despite treatment, she is still having pain with diminished range of motion involving her right wrist, as well as persistent anxiety, period. New paragraph. Her right wrist pain is described as constant, period. She does have diminished range of motion, period. The quality of pain is described as burning, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 7 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain occasionally radiates to the elbow, period. New paragraph. Her anxiety is constant, period. This does affect her everyday activities, including her marriage, as well as interactions with her friends, period. The patient is reluctant to leave home as a result, period. The patient is afraid to drive, period. She was on medication for this initially, but she was unable to tolerate them, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that day ambulance took her to Henry County Emergency Room in Newcastle, period. X-rays were done as well as prescribed medication, period. She was put in a temporary cast, C-A-S-T. She was put in a temporary cast slash immobilizer and released to home, period. Approximately 2 days later, she was seen at Indiana Orthopedics and scheduled for surgery approximately six days later at Central Indiana Orthopedics in Muncie as an outpatient, period. She had plates and screws inserted and was told that if tolerated, they are to remain indefinitely, period. She did have several months of physical therapy at Central Indiana Orthopedics, and she also did home physical therapy, period. She had to have carpal tunnel syndrome that was caused by this automobile accident, period. The second surgery was a few months later, and it's presently causing problems with her left hand as she had to use her left non-dominant hand as a dominant hand, as she is right-handed and had difficulties with the right hand, period. She is also planning on follow-up with an orthopedic specialist, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient is unable to hold greater than 8 pounds with her right hand, period. Hygiene is affected, especially reaching backwards, period. The patient has diminished strength with her right arm, period. She has problems walking her dog, period. She has problems with housework and yard work, period. Sports such as tennis and swimming are affected, period. She has problems unloading groceries, period. Sex and sleep are affected, period. New paragraph. Prescription medication include hydrocodone, comma, lipid medicines, comma, vitamins, comma, allergy medicines, comma, COPD medicines, comma, and over-the-counter medicines such as ibuprofen, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes a heating pad, comma, over-the-counter medicines, comma, stretching exercises, comma, and a brace 90% of the time, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for arthritis, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, allergies, comma, and COPD, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals 2 surgeries for her right wrist from this automobile accident, period. At age 16, she had a cyst removed from her neck, period. She had a hysterectomy 3 years ago, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her right wrist in the past, period. The patient was never treated or acquired anxiety in the past until this accident, period. The patient was never in a serious automobile accident, only minor accidents, and none required treatment, period. She did have a work injury where she hit her head by a door, but there was no permanency, period. New paragraph. Upon review of her medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. Central Indiana Orthopedic Surgery Center, encounter date October 27th, 2022. Pre-op diagnosis was carpal tunnel syndrome of the right wrist. Post-op diagnosis, same. Procedure is right open carpal tunnel release, period. Another note from Central Indiana Orthopedics, August 17th, 2022. The patient has mild right carpal tunnel syndrome, confirmed on ENG, comma, which could be contributing to the limited strength about the right wrist after ORIF. That's O is an only, R is in run, I is in it, and F is in fraught or front. So it's ORIF. Electrodiagnostic consultation, August 17th, 2022. Impression, mild right carpal tunnel, entrapment of the medial nerve, period. Central Indiana Orthopedics, July 27th, 2022. Assessment, carpal tunnel syndrome of the right wrist, period. Patient has been slow to progress with strengthening after right distal radius, radial fracture repair, period. Today she reports symptoms that are concerning for carpal tunnel syndrome, period. Her brace at night, and that we obtained a right EMG to further evaluate, period. Operative report, February 17th, 2022, Central Indiana Orthopedics. Procedure, open reduction and internal fixation, right two-part intra-articular distal radius fracture, period. Central Indiana Orthopedic note, February 16th, 2022. Initial encounter for closed fracture. The patient has a right distal radius fracture that is unstable with displacement despite closed reduction, period. I recommended surgical treatment with open reduction and internal fixation of the right distal radius fracture, period. She is currently taking morphine that was given in the emergency room, period. Post-reduction x-rays of the right wrist remain with a displaced intra-articular distal radius fracture with approximately 30 degrees of dorsal tilt, period. In the emergency room, February 11th, 2022, x-rays of the wrist shows acute comminuted fracture of the distal radius metaphysis with at least 20 degrees dorsal angulation and 6 millimeters displacement of fractured fragments, period. CT of the chest slash abdomen slash pelvis with contrast. Shows no acute findings in the chest, abdomen, or pelvis, period. A procedure performed was fracture reduction, reduction of the distal radius fracture, period. Impression and plan diagnosis is fracture of the distal end of the radius with dorsal angulation, 2 chest wall muscle strain, 3 cervical strain, 4 abdominal wall strain, and comminuted fracture of the right dominant arm, distal radius closed with angulation, period. She was discharged and given a prescription for morphine, period. Newcastle Henry County EMS, February 11th, 2022, state 61-year-old female appears calm, complaining of right wrist pain and bilateral knee pain. The pain is 10 out of 10, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an independent medical evaluation, I have found that all her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of February 11th, 2022, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, right wrist trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, carpal tunnel syndrome, comma, fractured distal end of the radius with dorsal angulation, comma, displacement, and comminuted, period. Number 2, right carpal tunnel syndrome. No, not number 2. We'll say and comminuted, period. Also, right carpal tunnel syndrome, period. Number 2, anxiety. Number 3, right and left knee trauma and pain resolved. Next number, cervical, thoracic, and lumbar strain and pain resolved. Next number, abdominal wall strain resolved. Next number, right hip trauma and strain resolved. Next number, chest wall strain resolved. Next number, bilateral trauma to the feet with pain resolved. Next number, compensatory left hand pain, period. The above diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of February 11th of 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, referring you to Table 15-3 in relationship to the right wrist. The patient qualifies for a 12% upper extremity impairment on the right, which converts to a 7% whole body impairment utilizing Table 15-11, period. In relationship to the anxiety, using Chapter 14, the patient qualifies for a 2% whole body impairment, period. When we combine these two whole body impairments of 7 and 2%, the patient has a 9% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of February 11th of 2022, period. As a patient ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the right wrist region, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need ongoing medications, both for pain and anxiety, at an estimated cost of $100 a month for the remainder of her life period. The patient will possibly need some injections of her right wrist, an estimated cost of $3,000 period. The patient will need a right wrist splint that will need to be replaced every 2 years at a cost of $200 period. The patient down the road may need surgery to remove some of these permanent screws, particularly if they displace over time period. With this type of surgery, I have found this to occur on a somewhat regular basis, period. She may also need additional surgery if this pain does not improve, period. The patient will need psychological counseling at an estimated cost of $4,000, period. A TENS unit at a cost of $500 is warranted, period. The patient may need some ongoing treatment to her left hand if she had to rely on that as her new dominant hand, and this has created problems, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient medical records, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.